Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Well, we got a minute. I'm going to buy that truck I've been wanting.
Wait, don't you need, like, weeks to shop for a car?
I don't. Carvana makes it super convenient to find exactly what I want.
Hold up. You're buying a car on your phone? Isn't that more of a laptop thing?
You can shop wherever you want.
I like to do my research, read reviews, compare models. Plus, Carvana has thousands of options. How'd you decide on that truck?
Because I like it.
Oh, that is a great reason.
Go to Carvana.com to sell your car the convenient way.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Louisiana, a mother gets arrested after throwing her six-month-old away in a Walmart trash can during a fight. Jeez. In Chicago, a single mother trying to teach her 19-year-old son some responsibility ends up murdered. Mm. And Woody shares why the 4th of July is the worst day for a cop. These stories and more coming at you today, Thursday, July 4th.
July 4th.
On Real Life, Real Crime Daily, and I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
And
happy Independence.
Yes.
Happy birthday, America.
I should have had some fireworks that we could make pop.
Right. You can make it pop still.
Pop, pop, pop.
Post-production, you got this.
Yeah, that's a good point. I can just edit it in as if it were there. Right. Woody Overton, big day today. I don't think some people don't realize how absolutely amazing it is, Independence Day.
It is. And then absolutely amazing, best country in the world, hands down, bar none. Happy birthday, America. The old revolutionaries that stood up to the King of England, told him to go pound sand.
Basically, yes. Right. That's
we're going to do our own shit.
We're going to do our own shit up in here.
Been doing it since. Right?
Been doing it since, and it's hell of a ride for the United States these years.
Just got to keep holding on.
Let me jump the gun and tell you what kind of hell of a ride it is for the United States. Now, I've told y'all over the years, I've been told that, and I'll replay it again this weekend, about the 4th of July and how, just especially because of the weather and, the long weekend and everything else. Well, let me tell you what happened last year, because I just looked it up a few minutes ago, and I had no idea this even happened. So this is the 4th of July last year, and it's entitled Insanity. 4th of July mass shootings leave 20 dead and 126 injured. There you go. So amid celebrations and fireworks over the long 4th of July holiday weekend, cities across America were left reeling from the scourge of gun violence as mass shootings occurred at block parties and other festive gatherings. 20 people were killed and 126 were injured in 22 mass shootings that erupted across the country between 5 p.m. Friday and 5 a.m. Wednesday. That's according to the Gun Violence Archive. which is a website that tracks shootings nationwide. The website, which defines a mass shooting as a single event with four or more victims either injured or killed. And they reported that the holiday mass shootings happened in 17 states and Washington, D.C. Mm. Now, among the major cities rocked by mass shooters were Baltimore, Philadelphia, Boston, Chicago, and Fort Worth, Texas. Shooting victims included a 15-year-old boy, and many children were among the wounded. This is a societal problem that we're dealing with. Mass shootings where a disagreement turns into 28 people shot. This is insanity. This is what an emotional Bill Ferguson, who's the president of Maryland State Senate, said following a mass shooting that occurred at a Baltimore block party on Sunday. This cannot be the society that we are expected to live in. We have to do better. Now, John Cohen, a former U.S. Department of Homeland Security acting Undersecretary for Intelligence, said the holiday shootings highlighted the challenges that law enforcement officials face with more and more people carrying firearms and using them to settle disputes, regardless of innocent people getting caught in the crossfire. While typically we look at mass shootings from the perspective of whether it was motivated by ideology or motivated by some perceived grievance, fueled by underlying behavior, health challenges, what we have also seen in this current threat environment is an increase of mass casualty violence as a reaction to disputes or disagreements with others. And that's what he told ABC News. So Cohen said it appears that both types of shooters were involved in the holiday mayhem. It's hot. People are angry. There's a return to people attending crowded public events, and more people believe it is justified to use violence in response to a dispute. So when a dispute or an argument escalates into violence, instead of a fist fight, they are seeing mass casualty shootings. All right, so in Philadelphia, they had shooting that left five dead, including children that were injured. And one of the deadliest shootings unfolded over the holiday weekend in Philadelphia when a man armed with an AR-15-style rifle, a pistol, extra magazines, and wearing a bulletproof vest and a ski mask went on a rampage, firing at least 50 shots randomly at victims. Five people, including a 15-year-old boy, were killed in the massacre that broke out around 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday in King Essing neighborhood of Philadelphia. Surveillance video obtained by a Philadelphia ABC station WPVI appeared to show the gunman shooting at vehicles at a nearby intersection. A 33-year-old mother and one of her 2-year-old twins were injured by glass, as her other twin was suffering from 4 gunshot wounds to the legs. Police said a 13-year-old child was also wounded in the incident. The suspect, 40-year-old Kim Brady Carricker of Philadelphia, was arrested and appeared in court Wednesday for arraignment on charges of murder and attempted murder, as well as ag assault, reckless endangerment, carrying a firearm without a license, and other charges. And he was being held without bail. Police identified those killed in the incident as Lashid Merritt, 20, Dimir Stanton, 29, Ralph Morales, 59, Dewan Brown, 15, and Joseph Weimar, 31. This country needs to examine its conscience and find out how to get guns out of dangerous people's hands, Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney said. A person walking down the street with an AR-style rifle and shooting randomly at people while wearing a bulletproof vest with multiple magazines is disgraceful, but an all-too-common situation in America. Well, let's go to D.C., the nation's capital. A string of mass shootings included one in the nation's capital where at least 9 people were wounded early Wednesday morning in a drive-by shooting. The shooting unfolded just before 1 a.m. on Meade Street in the northeastern part of the city. Assistant Chief Leslie Parsons of the Washington, D.C. Metro Police Department told ABC News a dark-colored SUV was driving through the area, and when someone inside the vehicle began firing in the direction of some of our residents that were outside just celebrating the 4th of July. Well, let's go to Chi-Town. A man was killed and five other were wounded when gunfire broke out at a 4th of July gathering in Chicago early Wednesday. A group of people were standing outside a residence in the city of Englewood's neighborhood when a gunman opened fire on them at about 4:47 a.m., this is according to a police report. A 35-year-old man was shot in the chest and pronounced dead at the University of Chicago Medical Center. A 20-year-old man who was shot in the head and severely beaten during the incident was in critical condition. A woman and three men were also hospitalized with gunshot wounds, police said. It just keeps going. Let's go to Boston. At least five people were shot and wounded in Boston early Wednesday when at least one gunman opened fire on a group of people who were apparently setting off fireworks. The shooting unfolded around 2 a.m. in the Mattapan neighborhood of Boston. All of the victims were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries, right? But still, it's five more people shot. Boston police said the crime scene was blocks long. Two men and a woman were arrested on charges related to the shooting. I don't get it, y'all. And it just goes on and on. Baltimore, again, multiple shooters are believed to have opened fire. A large block party in Baltimore early Sunday, killing two people and injuring 28. The mass shooting unfolded at 12:30 a.m. In the Brooklyn Homes neighborhood in the southern district of the city. This is what the Baltimore Police Commissioner said. Officers rushed to the scene when numerous 911 callers reported shots being fired. Killed in the shooting were 18-year-old Aaliyah Gonzalez and 20-year-old Kylas Fagbemi, according to the police. Among those wounded by gunfire were 15 victims between the ages of 13 and 17. Based on the different caliber shell casings collected at the scene, investigators believe multiple people fired weapons. It's crazy, right? Well, let's bring it home to the great state of Louisiana. Same day, y'all. All the 4th of July holiday weekend, right? An annual block party in Shreveport, Louisiana. That's far northwestern part of the state. Turned deadly late Tuesday when a number of armed people unleashed a barrage of gunfire at an annual 4th of July block party. Shreveport Councilwoman Tabitha Taylor said the shooting occurred just before midnight Tuesday at a holiday block party and birthday event. Taylor said the shooter showed up at the party and opened fire without warning. The names of those killed were not immediately released. Right? Crazy.
I remember us covering that.
Right? On the day show. Yep. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Michigan. Is anybody immune? I don't think so. Lansing, Michigan. At least four people were shot on a street in Lansing, Michigan early Wednesday, according to police. The shooting occurred in the South Washington Square neighborhood near downtown Lansing. The victims all suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Is it over? No, it's not. Let's go to Fort Worth. At least three people were killed and eight others injured, including a child, in a shooting that broke out in a parking lot late Monday in Fort Worth, Texas, police said. The Fort Worth police officer responded around 11:40 p.m. Monday to reports of gunfire in the Como section of Fort Worth, where hours earlier, the Como Fest, an annual 4th of July celebration, had wrapped up. And upon arrival, the officers found multiple gunshot victims in the parking lot. Fort Worth Mayor Matty Parker called the shooting heartbreaking for the city and particularly the neighborhood it occurred in. This community has worked so hard, not just to put on wonderful festivals to celebrate Independence Day, but this is also about their community, Parker said. Police said a child was among those wounded in the shooting, and the shooting broke out when several men showed up and started firing into the crowd indiscriminately. Crazy. Done? Not quite. Let's go to Kansas. Eight people were shot and two were trampled when a gunfight involving multiple patrons erupted early Sunday inside a Wichita, Kansas nightclub, sparking a chaotic stampede for the exit door. At least four guns were fired during the wild shootout that erupted at 12:58 a.m. Sunday inside the City Nights City Nights nightclub in the Old Town section of Wichita. One of the alleged gunmen was taken into custody Investigators are working to identify others. On Monday, police identified the suspected gunman as 31-year-old Brandon Young of Missouri, and he was arrested on a shitload of charges. So the Wichita Police Chief Joe Sullivan announced Monday that the nightclub where the shooting occurred has been suspended from doing business for 30 days. He said the shooting would have likely been avoided had the nightclub screened the patrons entering the businesses. And, you know, it just goes on and on. And it's 4th of July. Everybody, it's hot. People are drunk and acting stupid. And this is
you
this
wouldn't
is shootings.
Think Wichita and Fort yeah. Worth would
and,
be.
And all of them at Shreveport. But this is just the shootings. This is not fist fights, people being stabbed.
I get their crime is so horrible there. That's every Friday night.
Leading parish in the state of Louisiana for death penalty cases.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, this is mass shootings yeah. that cops are dealing with, not domestic violence, ass whipping,
regular stuff. Yeah,
thefts, rapes, robberies. I mean, think about it. Yeah.
I wonder what contributes to the big rise in
that long weekend of drinking. Everybody takes off, and you're having parties, and people just act stupid.
Mm.
Yeah. Sam,
what do you think?
Well, that's what I was going to add to it. It's just shootings, but duty on the 4th episode you refer to is not shootings at all. It's accidents. So you've got boating accidents. You got drunk drivers. That was just one aspect.
Yeah. Let me tell you all something. If you want to drink and drive this week, you have a bigger chance of getting caught because the federal government puts out a LACE program where they pay police officers overtime during the holiday seasons just to sit out and write DWIs.
Mm.
So go ahead and out there and do it if you want to.
Yeah, fireworks, accidents. I mean, that's just one little
It's nonstop. Part. You go 10-8, you go on duty in uniform patrol, and your radio never stops. Wow. And then the detectives, you better believe your detective working that week, you're fucked.
Well, don't drink and drive ever.
Right.
Too many options out there.
Yep.
A few years back, Ms. Jerry was complaining about having hot flashes and being sleep deprived. I was dealing with what experts call her mild mood swings. With all the sympathy I could muster, I would just tell her to have a cocktail or two before bed and that it would go away. I didn't know it was the beginning of menopause, but she did. She probably went to 5 doctors trying to find the right diagnosis. And while all that was going on, I renamed the house the Death Star and stayed away as much as I could. What Miss Jerry and I didn't know is while all of that was going on, an Aussie by the name of Matthew Murphy was formulating a solution. Murphy's secret is his understanding of the communication channel between your gut and your brain. Murphy tapped into that communication channel, realizing that no two women are the same. That's why he created a holistic solution that adapts to a woman's unique needs and rebalances their entire system from the inside out. That solution is called Hormone Harmony. So if you're enduring hormonal changes and dealing with stress, digestive issues, mood swings, erratic sleeping patterns, and your husband has a bar stool with his name on it down at the corner bar, take your life back. Reduce your menopause symptoms now. Try Hormone Harmony. Real Life, Real Crime, The Daily Show, and now the WOW listeners all get 15% off with our code RLRC. Just visit happymammoth.com and use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and code RLRC at checkout for 15% off.
Okay, you can do this.
I know. Carvana makes it so convenient to sell your car. It's just hard to let go. My car and I have been through so much together.
But look, you already have a great offer from Carvana. That was fast.
Well, I know my license plate and VIN by heart, and those questions were easy.
You're almost there. Now to just accept the offer and schedule a pickup or drop-off.
How'd you do it? How are you so strong in letting go of your car?
Well, I already made up my mind, and Carvana's so easy.
Yeah, true. And sold.
Go to Carvana.com to sell your car the convenient way.
All right, we're going to Chicago.
Chi-town again.
Loyola University. Look, y'all, if any story has ever pissed me off on this show, this would be the one.
Here we go.
A Loyola University Chicago employee living in Indiana served an eviction notice to her 19-year-old son. He is accused of strangling her to death in response.
Nice.
Chenille Burns, 43, filed the eviction notice against her son, Connor Cobold. That same day, police in Indiana say they responded to a report of an assault after Cobold called 911 multiple times. Mm. Upon arrival, police said they found an unconscious woman with serious injuries. That woman was identified as Burns, and 2 days later, she died. Authorities determined she was strangled. In order to avoid eviction, Cobold had 30 days to get a job, clean his room, and help clean the common areas of the home.
Oh, my God.
Cobold is charged with murder and aggravated battery in connection with the death of his mother, and he has pled not guilty. Chenille Burns was an assistant vice president in advancement at Loyola University in Chicago and was an Indiana native who enjoyed traveling that per her obituary.
So basically she was finally parenting on him, clean up your shit.
Yeah, you get it. I'll let you live here as long as you got a job. You clean your room. You clean common areas of the house.
Right.
He couldn't deal.
Couldn't deal with it.
I'll strangle you to death, Mom.
I'll just kill you, Mom.
That pisses me off, man.
I bet he's getting
a woman doing it the right way.
Yeah. He took out.
It's disgusting.
Yep.
You know, and I sound like an old man when I say I don't know what's wrong with this generation, but something like that. And he's thrown away the rest of his life. He doesn't have a mother anymore, obviously. He'll spend the rest of his life in jail.
And they go, you don't want to fuck with your mom and go to prison. It's not a good look.
Yeah.
The prisoners don't like that. Baby rapers, rapists, and I just totally forgot about killing your mom. Because everybody in there has got a mom, right?
And she was doing the right thing, you know?
I agree.
I'm proud to say all three of my kids work and go to school full time.
Absolutely.
College. And I don't mind paying for things in that scenario, but you ain't going to freeload.
Right. I get it. Know? Well, let's go to Georgia.
Georgia Peach.
Hell of a story. A Georgia couple was taken into custody after police say they attempted to solicit men online to have sex with their 2-year-old daughter.
Oh, my God, man. Right?
Ashley Crawley, 26, and James Tripp, 29, were arrested Wednesday by the Grovetown police. Crawley was charged with 2 counts of child molestation and 1 count of violating the Computer, Electronic Pornography, and Child Exploitation and Prevention Act of 2007. While Tripp was charged with 1 count of criminal attempted incest and 1 count of criminal attempted child molestation. Police say they received a tip that the two suspects were using the online chat platform MeetMe to find men to have sex with their 2-year-old daughter. That's not sex, it's rape. But during the investigation, police learned that Crawley had been making sexually explicit content and selling it and on multiple online applications. Some of the videos were made with her children, including the 2-year-old. And when they did that deliberately to get extra money because this is the 2-year-old.
Oh, my gosh.
So the children were all removed from the home and turned over to the Division of Family and Child Services. And Crawley and Tripp were booked in the Columbia County Jail, and they are expected to face numerous additional charges.
You know, you talk about those people that don't deserve to breathe.
That's a huge example.
That would be a good example.
And if anybody out there fucking thinks they deserve to breathe, now they got them on video raping their 2-year-old, and they got other men that have came and paid to have sex with this 2-year-old, not sex, to rape this 2-year-old. If you believe they deserve to breathe, you just turn this fucking podcast off.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Disgusting.
Yeah.
We covered a story, and I can't remember how long ago. It's probably been a good while since we've covered this, but it was about a Mississippi woman who went on a first date with a guy in Milwaukee and ended up killed. They actually found actually found some body parts of her. We'll get into this story. More remains of that Mississippi woman who was brutally murdered in Milwaukee have been found. Police said Sade Robinson's arm was found last month on an Illinois beach, about 50 miles from where she was killed, and Robinson's family was notified of the confirmation on Tuesday. So far, other remains, including a torso, an arm, a severed right leg, and a foot, were also found in several locations in April. Police said Robinson, 19, was killed and dismembered after going on a first date with Maxwell Anderson, who is 33. Her death was first investigated after a severed human leg was found in southern Milwaukee. This was on April 2nd. DNA testing confirmed it belonged to Robinson. Within a week, additional body parts were found in various parts of Milwaukee, the sheriff's office said. Robinson was first reported missing the morning after her date with Anderson when she did not show up for work, and police said phone records showed she had been texting Anderson the night of the date saying she was feeling like seafood.
Yep.
According to authorities, they tracked Robinson's locations from that evening, which showed she was at a restaurant, then a nearby sports bar, and then Anderson's home, and lastly at a park where her leg was discovered. And Anderson has been charged with her murder and pled not guilty.
Yeah, I remember covering that, and that she was telling a coworker she was excited about the date she was going on with this dude and all that shit. And then I think there was some video footage of where the leg or something was found, and him coming in and out. Just a horrible, horrible story.
Really is. And I mean, finding these body parts, it's not like they all showed up in one general area. This guy drove around and was just dumping them all over the city.
If I was going to be a killer and take the time to cut someone up, there wouldn't be the one body part in each body. You know what I mean? But that's twisted. And I guess it's just the way that
It seems like hyper planned out.
Oh, yeah. If it wasn't planned out ahead of time, it was definitely planned out when he was cutting her up, what he was going to do with her, right?
Yes.
So I don't know him on that one. You just don't know. I don't know. Well, let's go back to Florida. This one, you really would have to see it. And when I saw it, I was like, holy shit. But so there's a trial going on, right? And the Karen Reed murder trial. Have you heard about this?
Mm-mm.
All right. So a Florida jury this week recommended the death penalty for a man convicted of killing two women in 2019. Wade Wilson was found guilty of strangling. You did it?
He's got a face that only a mother could love.
Yeah.
Tattooed up? Yeah, I know you're talking about.
And so he was found guilty of strangling Christine Melton to death as she slept in the morning after he met her at a bar. And then he beat and strangled and ran over Diane Ruiz with his car after seeing her on a street that same day. 10 out of the 12 jurors in the Lee County Courthouse in Fort Myers voted on Tuesday that Wilson, now remember, Florida's the only one that has the 10 rule out.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else changed 12 to 12.
Yep.
The 10 out of the 12 jurors in Lee County Courthouse in Fort Myers voted on Tuesday that Wilson, whose seemingly smug and smirking demeanor in court went viral, but they said he should be put to death for killing Ruiz, and 9 out of the 12 voted for death in Melton's murder. State law requires 8 jurors, so it's 8. I was wrong about Florida. I knew they were the only ones that were low. State law requires 8 jurors to vote for the death penalty.
So 8 out of 12.
8 out of 12, which
that's barely pretty, half.
But I mean, I think it's legit, but whatever. Decision will be up to Judge Nicole Thompson on July 23rd. Social media users following the trial called Wilson soulless and accused the murder of looking smug and smirking while his crimes were relayed to the jurors. He's remorseless and says he'd do it again. I'm not an eye for an eye person. I never have been. But smug aloofness, as Wade Wilson displays, makes me think life in a cell with 3 meals a day in a general population isn't okay, a user wrote on X. Another added, Note the psychopathic smirk on the face of a serial strangler. A third said Wade Wilson was given the death penalty in Florida for murdering two women. His own father turned him because the creature was a soulless monster. Well, the note says, you know you're asking someone to take another's life, and so it's always a difficult thing. This was Assistant State Attorney Sarah Miller said after a recommendation. I think in this case it was a justified act given the horrific nature of the case. Both murders were especially heinous, atrocious, and cruel. He inflicted pain, and he showed utter indifference to Melton's life. Right? The defense tried to argue during the trial that Wade has a naturally, here we go again, has a diseased mind and the disease of drug addiction. There are plenty of people that are addicted to drugs. Don't kill people, right?
Right.
But Miller told the jurors, it's not credible that mental illness caused the defendant to murder Christine Melton and Diane Ruiz. He was under the influence of power, of lust, of control, and of hate. Many people suffer from drug addictions, but they don't go out and commit murders. Mr. Ruiz, I'm going to see if you're going to be smiling when you strap to that gurney.
That's right. And let me tell you, if you ain't seen his face,
yeah,
Google it.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
I mean, and then, I mean, they were literally reading out, he did this, he did that, he did that, and he's smiling, smirking.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It's fun. Yeah.
Make all types.
Yeah, I agree.
All types in this world.
Horrible. Well, speaking of horrible, a Louisiana mother threw her six-month-old baby in a trash can during a fight at Walmart.
Oh,
nice.
The Eunice Police Department in Louisiana.
Home of Purple Peacock and Percy Sledge.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Huh. The Eunice Police Department said that the infant was not injured and was released to other family members. The mother was arrested. Police said officers were called to the Walmart on Saturday afternoon for a fight involving multiple women near the store's entrance. Investigators found that during the fight, 38-year-old Bianca Benjamin was holding her six-month-old baby, tossed the child into the trash can, and then hit another woman, police said.
Nice.
Benjamin was arrested on charges of simple battery and cruelty to juveniles. Benjamin's 20-year-old niece was also arrested on a single battery charge for her alleged involvement in the fight.
So that's at Walmart?
At Walmart.
Yeah.
6 months.
Think back
to when your kid was six months.
I can only hope that she saw that her attacker was coming at her. She threw the baby in the dumpsters so she could get her Duke going. But, I mean.
Maybe, you know.
They make an excuse.
Was it a protection? I mean. Yeah.
Well, if someone's going to swing on you, want to. That would be something that I guess I could see. Okay, she's putting her there because I'm about to get punched, right. And I don't want you punching my six-month-old daughter.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what? Walmart's got a shit ton of cameras.
Well,
yeah, and I would think the police wouldn't have arrested her if that were the scenario.
And it says investigators, yeah.
Look, for y'all that don't know, Eunice is in, like, you can't get
any that's more Cajun country, brother.
Than that, right?
Yeah, it's Cajun country.
Percy Sledge Eunice. Singing When a Man Loved a Woman, and then the Purple Peacock is a world-famous bar. Now, there's not much to Eunice, and the Purple Peacock has been there since my parents were kids.
Yeah.
And we used to go throw down there every once in a while.
There you go.
I ain't been in a Walmart dumpster looking for kids. That's so fucking stupid.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, we're going to get a Minnesota. Minnesota, it's cold in Minnesota.
It's nice right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Dante Culpepper played for the Vikings.
So did Chris Carter.
Yes, Chris Carter. Yeah. That's right. A woman running for a county board seat is facing charges for throwing a tarantula at a housemate who she was having problems with.
I'd have to leave the building.
Marissa Simonetti was booked this past Friday for fifth-degree assault. Fifth-degree assault. Hadn't heard of that one.
Different one. Different states.
In misdemeanor domestic assault, she was released after posting a $4,000 bond. Jackie Vasquez was moving into Simonetti's home, though Simonetti is not the owner. The two women got into an argument because Vasquez claimed there was a spider infestation in the house. Simonetti said that Vasquez bombarded her with text messages regarding the problems in the house, which made Simonetti feel uncomfortable. The dispute reached a boiling point when Simonetti opted to bamboozle her by blasting Christian music, tossing items down the stairs, screaming at her, and buying a tarantula, which she threw at Vasquez. Whew, Simonetti called the incident kind of comical, liking it to the actions taken by Kevin McAllister in the Home Alone movie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Simonetti argued that she never came near or touched Vasquez. Simonetti claimed Vasquez was a squatter and joked that she should have invited her in for tea and crumpets instead of escalating the situation. Vasquez said she paid rent and was not a squatter. Simonetti previously worked in real estate, though her license was revoked in 2016 due to fraudulent, deceptive, and dishonest practices. Her ex-fiance also sued her in the past for trying to use his credit cards and money. Simonetti is running for a District 6 seat in Minnesota, and her platform slogan is Rebuilding Safety Through Family Values. She has admitted to having an OnlyFans account.
Always OnlyFans.
Simonetti is a little dirty. And when asked about the claim that she worked as an escort, she responded, "People will have questions about that. It sure beats swiping on Tinder endlessly and having my time wasted by guys who want free fun time. I've done absolutely nothing wrong and nothing to be ashamed of." As for the tarantula incident and running for county board, she added, "I'm good at creatively solving problems. Yeah. At the end of the day, I didn't physically harm anybody. I'm just a little unconventional in my ways. Sometimes I'm just silly."
Yeah, she's definitely.
So Miss Simonetti.
Definitely a little silly.
Yeah.
And got it all going on. Right?
She got it
now
all going on.
Now she's going to make so much off of OnlyFans, she can buy more tarantulas.
She can buy more. That's right.
Right.
That's right. So, we got one more thing for you.
Let's do this because it's 4th of July.
It is.
And people are listening. And normally we don't even do shows on 4th of July, but Jim's got something special. I think we had some pretty good stories today.
This will be fun. And I think, Woody, I bet you've seen every one of these.
All right.
So we'll go through them. And what I did was I looked up the top 10 most streamed movies during Independence Day on Netflix.
Okay.
Number 10, Black Hawk Down.
I've seen it 1,000 times.
Great movie.
One of the best.
Number 9, Saving Private Ryan.
Seen it 1,000 times. I remember when I worked at Southeastern PD, and they had the big home and garden show coming, and so they set up that whole big fucking basketball arena with all the displays and shit.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And so we were the cops at nighttime. That's when Saving Private Ryan came out on DVD. That DVDs had just come out.
Oh, yeah.
It
was
the
several
whatever,
DVDs.
TV store was or whatever. We sat there all night and watched Saving Private Ryan.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Number 8, you'll know this one, Full Metal Jacket. Mm-hmm.
7.62 millimeters.
Yes.
Full Metal Jacket.
He's locked and loaded. Yeah. Queers is, you from Texas? Only queers and steers from Texas.
You ain't got no horns.
I don't see no horns.
Number seven, Platoon.
Oh, my God.
Amazing movie.
Absolutely. Killing. What you all know about killing?
Number six, here's a classic, The Deer Hunter.
Oh, my God. The best. Spinning the revolver, right?
Yep. Number five, Born on the 4th of July.
Definitely
Tom
seen
Cruise.
It. You know, when that one first came out, that was after Platoon, and I was thinking it was going to be another something like that, but
yeah,
totally different.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, good movie.
Number four, The Hurt Locker.
Oh, that's one of the
great
best.
Movie.
We went to the movies together.
Yeah,
good movie.
The bomb guy, right?
Yeah. And that was really when technology in movies had caught up. The explosions were so realistic. Yeah. And number three, Heartbreak Ridge.
Oh, my God.
Clint Eastwood
going to make him run it. Was it Tank? Wait till Tank gets him.
Remember he'd have him wear different colored shirts?
He'd show up every time with a different one. Yeah.
Number two, Gettysburg.
Oh, one of the greatest.
Absolutely great.
Probably was the number one's going to be, but Gettysburg was great. And there's the sequel or the prequel to it, which was the other one, and it's another long, long ass one.
Yep.
I might get watch Gettysburg.
That's great. Number one, the most streamed movie on Netflix during Independence Day, and this is more of a series, Band of Brothers.
Oh, I just watched for
the
Memorial
best
Day.
Series ever.
Memorial Day, I just watched the whole fucking series, binged it.
I was actually kind of sick.
That's when I was very sick. And I sat there and watched Band of Brothers.
That's great. I never thought David Schwimmer would be so good in a war movie.
He's the best. That's United States military property.
That was a great one.
But you know, another great one is The Pacific.
Oh, yeah.
And now Apple has one about the bomber group that – Apple has some legit shit. If you don't have the Apple streaming, they got legit shit. It's like Tom Hanks, you know, Steven Spielberg production, but it's not them, about the B-52s in World War II.
Oh, wow. I don't think I've seen that.
They flew and everything. It's fucking badass. Huh. It's just like Band of Brothers, but it's like how they came up together and do whatever and, you know, all the ones that died and everything else.
Yeah. Very good.
Good shit. Love me some America.
America. Well, happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
Independence Day.
Right.
Any final thoughts?
Cindy, you got anything to say?
I just want everybody to stay safe. Can't stress that enough.
Yeah, don't blow your hand off.
A lot of people are going to get killed this weekend. But stay safe if you can.
Yeah. That's right.
Knock on wood. I'll be able to stay safe myself.
That's right. Well, you're going to be cooking up some good, I'm sure.
I'm going to try. I think
the Overton household is going to be smelling good.
I'm going to hope I got some really good pictures to send you this
time. Yeah, man.
I got something on the menu.
Hell yeah.
It is what it is. If I can get it right without fucking it up.
There you go.
But we love y'all. Y'all have a great time. Thank you so much. And that's it.
All right. Well, until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
For Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.